Even though I'm wearing a dress, you won me this stupid, awful, wonderful teddy bear. And we've somehow found our way back to my dorm room. This is so not a date. That game was obviously rigged. I'm an excellent thrower, while you throw like a girl. Not a tomboy like me, but like the stereotypical girl. That's an untrue and outdated idea anyway, but I had to explain it in a way even you would understand. You just got lucky, I guess. That's the only way to explain you knocking down all of the bottles and winning me this stupid teddy bear. Or maybe it's this stupid dress. Mom made me bring one dress with me when I went to college. She actually put it in with my stuff when I wasn't looking. This thing was the only thing I had that wasn't dirty when I was doing laundry today. But it's different throwing stuff in this dress than it is in my regular clothes. The fabric swishes and moves differently, and my legs are bare in a way that aren't in shorts. Yeah. That must be the reason I wasn't throwing like I normally do. I only wanted the bear because it was the top prize, and maybe in an ironic sense. It's pink and cute and feminine and everything that I'm not. I'm sure it was insanely cheap to make, too. It's probably going to fall apart in a few days. I should just throw it away now. Dude! Stay away from my bear. You gave it to me, and now it's mine. If you try to throw it away, I swear I will fucking cut you. I will throw it away at a later time. Tomorrow, probably. It would be rude to toss it so soon after you won it for me. Oh, fuck. I just realized what this might look like to people that don't know us. We've been walking together since you so rudely interrupted me when I was about to win this cheap, stupid, adorable teddy bear. People might mistake the fact that two people walking together could mean something. With me being technically a girl, and you being allegedly a boy, and me carrying around Mr. Cuddlefluff here. Well, they might think we were on some kind of date or something at the college carnival night. Oh, great. And we walked right back to my room, too. It's just that it was getting late and Mr. Cuddlefluff was looking tired, so I just naturally walked back to my dorm. But you followed me here, just like you undoubtedly followed me around the carnival, just waiting for your moment to swoop in. Or like how you followed me from back home to college. Yes, I know. You started a semester before I did. That's just how good a stalker you are that you got set up in advance. But to others, it would look like you were escorting me back to my room. Like I need your protection any more than I needed you to win this for me. I should be the one protecting you, at least if I cared anything at all about your safety. Oh, fuck, someone's coming. Quick, into my room before they see you standing out here. They'll see you and me and Mr. Cuddlefluff, and it will look just like we were on a date. There, I don't think anyone saw us. The carnival event should be wrapping up right about now, so I suppose everyone will be heading back to the dorms. So it will be packed out there in a bit. You're just going to have to stay here for a bit until things quiet down out there and you can sneak out to your dorm room. I guess I'll just give Mr. Cuddlefluff a seat on my desk chair. It's not like I'd be able to do homework with you standing around. Oh, I suppose you could sit. Except the chair's already taken by Mr. Cuddlefluff. I guess you could sit on my bed. I guess we both could. Because there's no other place for me to sit. Let me just move the laundry onto the floor. There. At least I made the bed. I had to, because the sheets were the first thing I washed. So sit down already, because you're going to be here a while. I'll sit next to you. Even though there's not much room on this little bed. This bed and this entire dorm room somehow seem even smaller than they've ever been before. And it's cold in here. Did you notice? Or maybe it's just that the stupid dress exposes my back and shoulders. I'm not used to that. And it's weird and uncomfortable. I think my jacket's in the wash along with the blanket for my bed. More poor planning on my part. So I have nothing to cover up with. Well, unless you wanted to put your arm around me. Not in a romantic way, though. Definitely not. More in a saving my life kind of way. Or at least saving me from getting a cold or something. You owe me after all the trouble that you've caused me tonight. Promise not to hit you as long as you don't try anything. You're so warm. Your arm is keeping me nice and toasty. You put out a ridiculous amount of warmth, really. And kind of a musky smell. But also you smell like soap. And shampoo. It's an annoyingly nice smell. Not in at all a sexy way. Sure, other girls may fall for that kind of stuff, but not me. It does smell kind of comforting, though. Kind of like how your arm feels around me. You're probably thinking you can steal a kiss from me right now. My face isn't that far from yours, and you're holding me kind of close to you. In this dress, you might be getting all kinds of stupid ideas, especially with the two of us alone in my room. If you really, really wanted to kiss me, well, I guess I would let you. Actually, more like I wouldn't actively try to stop it. No spitting, or biting, or pushing you away. Maybe if you got a kiss, both of us would feel like I had rewarded you for winning me Mr. Cuddlefluff. But it wouldn't be a date still, even if we kissed. I just want you to know that, even as I turn my head up to yours so that our lips can meet. I have annoyingly girly lips, all soft and pouty, and tonight they had just a touch of lip gloss on them because I thought it might keep them from getting dry. But not for you. Definitely not for you. But maybe it made the kiss more enjoyable for you. I, of course, hated it, as you could tell by how I shivered when you did it. I didn't make any little moans or whispers, did I? I was a bit distracted. No? Good. So, just a few more hours to go until we can sneak you out of my room. If we wait long enough, no one will see you. No one will think we had a date tonight. And more importantly, no one will think we had sex. That thought really bothers me. That someone could consider the two of us and imagine us doing something like that together? It's so much worse than if they just think we had a date. As if I'd ever let you have sex with me. Not even after you won me Mr. Cuddlefluff. But you would want to have sex with me, right? The way I look tonight, or the way I feel with your arm pressed against me, or when your lips were pressed against mine. You're just a boy after all, and can't control all your lust that well. But I'm a girl, first of all, and secondly, a tomboy, so I'm much more resistant to that kind of thing. Not that it's affecting me at all. Oh, I'm sure a lot of other girls would be tempted under the circumstances. Maybe their hearts would be beating so fast at you being so close. Not mine. Well, maybe it's beating a little fast, but I did eat all that cotton candy, which obviously gave me a lot of energy. It's not at all related to you, or your arm, or your relaxing smell, or how good a kisser you are. I don't mean that I liked it at all. It's just that, in an unbiased ranking, you seemed pretty good, and I thought it only fair to acknowledge that. Is it hot in here now, or is it just me? I think it was your arm and the side of your body pressed against me. Like I said, you just put up so much heat. You probably have a fever or something, and I'm trapped in here with you. Even in this dress with its bare legs and shoulders, I am feeling so hot. Well, I guess the only thing I can do is take off this dress. But don't get the wrong idea. It's only because I'm in danger of having heat stroke. I'm going to need you to close your eyes. You too, Mr. Cuddlefluff. Wait, Mr. Cuddlefluff's short arms won't reach up to his eyes. If it's a choice between him seeing me undress or you, well, I'd rather have a stuffed bear's respect more than yours. Besides, he's young and innocent. Well, you're already a pervert, so you won't be corrupted at all by the experience. So here, hold Mr. Cuddlefluff and cover his cute little eyes so he doesn't see his mommy take off her dress. This dress comes off very easily. I don't think that was Mom's intent when she bought it for me. I'm sure it's just a normal cute dress, but I was actually afraid it might just fall off on its own, or that the skirt would just fly up. It's actually a relief to take it off now. I don't have to worry about it exposing me or being all girly. You might have noticed I'm not wearing a bra now, especially with the dress off. But in my defense, you aren't wearing one either. Mom did pack it for me. Actually, a bunch, but I hate them. And with this dress, the straps kept showing, and that would just remind perverts like you that I was wearing one. Me standing here in just my panties is another good reason to keep Mr. Cuddlefluff's eyes covered. Except, I don't know if I trust you to keep them covered. You might intentionally let them slip to traumatize him. Or maybe you'll just get tired after a while and won't be able to keep your hands in place. Maybe we can cover his eyes some other way, though. Wait, I know just the thing. Just keep his eyes covered a little longer. What? My panties are just the right size to cover his cute little head. Turn him towards you, but keep his eyes covered. Then I'll just slip my panties over his head. Aww, that makes him even more adorable. Just look at him. The panties were way too pink and pretty for me, but pulled over his head, they're really quite dashing. Plus, they block his view of my naked body entirely. Sure, you can see it, I guess. But it's Mr. Cuddlefluff I need to protect. Does this make you uncomfortable? I guess it makes me uncomfortable, too. But mainly because there's a fundamental power imbalance if you're wearing clothes and I'm not. Somehow, I'd feel better about it if we were both naked, so that I didn't feel so, well, naked. And don't you think it's really starting to get hot in this little dorm room? It's really only made for one person. And we've got me and you with your really insane heat output. And Mr. Cuddlefluff, too, of course. But he's already bare naked. I'll set Mr. Cuddlefluff back on the chair here. Then I can sit on the bed while you're the one to take your clothes off. You must be really warm, because you had a lot more covering you than just a dress. If you leave them on, you'll just get all sweaty. Then, when you sneak out later, or if someone sees you, they'll definitely get the wrong idea. I'll just sit here as you take off your clothes. I'm not specifically looking at you, but there's not many places to look besides at you, because this room is so small. And since you insisted on looking at me as I took off my dress, I guess it's only fair I watch you. Just so you can see what it feels like, you pervert. Oh, it's really good that Mr. Cuddlefluff can't see your, well, your C-O-C-K. Yeah, I just spelled the word. He's an innocent little bear. He can't spell, but more importantly, he can't see that thing. But I can. I'm pretty sure it wasn't like that when we were walking before. I would have noticed the bulge. Not that I was specifically looking for one, but that would have been hard, difficult to miss. No. You're not sitting on this bed next to me. That would be gross. You're all naked and stuff. I'm just going to sprawl out on it, so there's no place for you to sit. You can't possibly get on this bed now. In fact, I'll bet $10 you can't. Okay, I guess I should have seen that come. I mean, I should have seen that was going to happen. I owe you $10. But my money's on the desk, and you're lying on top of me, so I guess that will have to wait. Unless you wanted to get off of me? No? I guess I'm not surprised. Well, these next few hours are going to be awkward, then. Just in case something happens accidentally. Like, say, your penis going inside of me. I just want to make it clear, I'm not a virgin. I've had sex with tons of boys. Girls, too. Non-binary and gender-fluid people as well. Millions of them. Everybody but you, really. Not to freak you out, though, I do have this really rare medical condition where my hymen just spontaneously regrows. It is, too, a thing. It's, hyperhymenosis. You could Google it if you weren't on top of me. But no, there you are, with your stupidly warm body warming me up, and your especially pointy penis poking against my pussy. That feeling is going to drive me crazy, and not in a good way. I guess you should just put it in. It can't poke against me if it's actually in me, can it? It's not that I want to have sex with you any more than I want to get a shot in the butt at the doctor's office. But sometimes the actual poke is less bad than just looking at the needle for too long. It's okay. Mr. Cuddlefluff can't see. I think my panties may reduce his ability to hear as well, so maybe we don't need to be as careful with our words. I know I said I didn't want people thinking we had sex, but if they see you leaving my room, they might think it anyway. But if you don't actually look like you've had sex, they might think that we did romantic stuff and talked all night, and that's somehow worse. And the best way to make it look like we had sex is just to actually have sex. Oh, and that hyperhymenosis thing, It also makes me lubricate a lot. So don't think my being wet means anything. You might be wondering, with your cock first pushed up against my pussy like that, and then starting to push in, there's all that wetness making it easier for you to enter me so slowly. You don't need to be so gentle, because like I said, I've totally done this before, even if I may not act like it. Just put it in all the way, okay? Well, there we have it. I've officially had sex with everyone in the world now. And apparently, I saved the worst for last. That's why I can't stop quivering right now. The only thing keeping me from shaking off this bed is your cock deep inside of me. But as awful, or at best boring, as this is, maybe you want to move a little? Definitely don't hold still on my account. I'm not afraid of anything, other than maybe dresses and other girly things. But a cock is sometimes a girly thing. So technically, I should be okay with having one inside me. Or moving in and out of me. See? I'm doing okay, because, of course, I've had a lot of sexual experience. I'm just shivering a lot today for some reason. Maybe it's cold in this room again suddenly, even though I may look like I'm heating up. I think I should put my arms around you, but only so I can't accidentally quiver you off of my body. Then you'd fall to the floor, and the person in the room below might call the RA or something, and we don't want that to happen. Not that I wanted any of this to happen. Not the dress, not you winning Mr. Cuddle Fluff for me, not you coming back to my room, and definitely not you having sex with me. But you obviously wanted it, because you're so hard, and you have such a stupid but happy expression on your face, like when you're having pizza, except not at all like that. Be careful as you start to go faster. A creaking bed would be a dead giveaway that something lewd was happening here. Except, we decided it was better for people to think it was something lewd versus this being a date. This is definitely not a date. This is at best a one-time friends with benefits thing with just a touch of hate fucking. Frenemies with benefits. But anyway, don't worry about noise, except for Mr. Cuddlefluff's benefit. And I think he might be sleeping anyway. Oh, like that. Keep doing it like that. Not that I like it at all, but this is less objectionable than other stuff, like finding a less uncomfortable position on a hard chair. A very, very hard chair. Okay, we're doing so well now. It's obvious I've had sex before, and lots of it. I'm not quivering anymore, although I'm moving in other, more lewd ways, as we make lewd noises together. This is starting to feel surprisingly not bad. Really? Really? Not bad. I can almost forgive you for all of your perversion tonight, and even for helping make my sheets dirty again. You're not the worst person I've ever had sex with. In fact, I'd definitely put you in the top 10. I don't even hate you as much as I let on sometimes. I might even love to tell you how much I don't hate you sometime. Okay, you're gonna come now, aren't you? I mean, of course you are, because I've done this so many times before, and you can tell. And, I'm gonna come too. And it's not even slightly scary or overwhelming, because I've come on so many cocks before. It's nothing at all new for me. In fact, just watch me now, because you're about to come in me, and that will be all I need to lose control. Fuck! Now, first orgasm. Really, I've done this so many times, and fuck, another one. Still not a date. What is going on here? Yeah, of course I've done this before. I always have lots of orgasms. That's why I've had so much sex with almost everyone in the world except you until now. Well, there will be no mistaking what we did if anyone sees you leaving my room. So I guess maybe I just did your reputation a huge favor. And since I did you a favor, maybe you could do one for me? I, need to have sex at least once a week to keep my hymen from growing back. And I have a prescription and everything. Just with school starting and all that, I didn't have time, so that's why I appeared virginal to you. I thought maybe since I put up with you doing it once, we could just keep doing it. Just until one of us graduates, of course. You will? Thank you, dude. You're not as bad as I thought. But we're still definitely not at all dating. Even if we would make a cute couple and make even cuter babies.